Given the circumstances of what was said, and I think that you got to trust in what the commissioner, ruled on.
I was going to actually call Al today about that, to see if we can, if me, Leonard, and Al, and hopefully Rich and a couple other guys, a couple other my billionaire guys, we can come together and see what we can come up with. Hopefully we can do it, and it's not just talk. I do want to, I wouldn't mind, but once I get, ownership in the Clippers, I can no longer bet. So I have to stop that. I can no longer bet. The sportsbook had to stop that completely.
Interesting. A lot of people jumping to the forefront saying they'd love to buy the Clippers, including Oprah Winfrey, Magic Johnson, part of a group that's saying the same thing. You just heard Deron Williams at the top and Floyd Mayweather Jr. saying that he's joking there, talking about the amount of people that he could get together to make it happen. So Donald Sterling, for all intents and purposes, for most people, is out at this point, but he's not really legally. And will he challenge it in court? And of course, what will the vote be for the NBA owners? It seems as though the votes are there. That's why Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, was pretty confident when he announced the lifetime ban and the $2.5 million fine. This was a story everybody's been talking about, mostly throughout the week and into the weekend, and boy, it's interesting because of the timing with the Clippers in the playoffs against Golden State and the fact that they had such a great season and all the focus in Los Angeles was on the Los Angeles Clippers for once and not the Lakers, even though the Lakers coach just resigned and they had a terrible year and they had to deal with injuries. It's always about the Lakers and Showtime Part 2. But not this time around. It was about the Clippers. Now it's about the Clippers even more because of the Donald Sterling comments, the audio that was released in a conversation with the young mistress. So how about that? What happens next? I mean, that is the big question. And I have to believe, like I said, that I think there will be some sort of legal battle. Maybe not, but it seems as though there will be. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as I said, and we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Just so you know, the process would mean three-quarters of the owners of the 30 NBA teams would have to agree to force an owner to sell. There is no timetable for this. There is an advisory finance committee. They'll talk about this. They're going to meet immediately Thursday, even if it's over the phone. I think it's a conference call kind of deal. And as of Tuesday, 20 of the NBA's 30 teams had issued statements of support for Silver. But does that translate into the vote to push out a fellow owner? That's where it gets tricky, because what about their own house and what's going on? And Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and you see him on Shark Tank, he mentioned that. He said it was horrendous what Sterling said. But what does that mean for any other owner? What a profit he will make, by the way, meaning Donald Sterling, if he is forced to sell, on a team that he bought 3 decades ago. And now lots of people stepping up and say, hey, I'll buy it, I'll buy it, I'll buy it, I'll buy it. I think the odds of Sterling winning a case, because somebody's asked me that, are not very good, and part of the reason is for the reasons that I said the other night on the show, is you are talking about a private club, a private group, and it's different if it wasn't, but that's part of the deal. You can boot club members out. You have certain bylaws or constitutions or whatever, which they have. You put it together, and then you test it. So could there be suits? Absolutely. Would I expect that there would be some kind of a lawsuit, meaning Sterling would go back at them if they pushed him to the limit? Maybe. I mean, is he just really going to take a big chunk of money when he's already a billionaire and walk away and not say anything? Adding insult to injury, the big gold digger in all of this is the 40-year-old who is saying, oh, I'm so sorry that he's going through this. I mean, are you kidding me? She's the one that put him in this position, or someone close to her, with the recorded conversations released them. So it's really hard to think very highly of her, because this is really, someone leaked it. She's denying it was her. It went viral. Something went terribly wrong, obviously. And it had to be someone, if it wasn't her, it had to be somebody that she gave the tape to, because that it just didn't leap out of her equipment. I mean, she taped it. So she had to know how to tape the conversation, and she had to have told somebody about it, and they had to have taken it. I mean, this was a planned deal. And that's the other side of this, which is so crazy. And the releasing of it and the timing of it and all of that. But it's far, far, far from over. It's a tale of two different problems. In California, they're talking about dry conditions and wildfires and forcing people to evacuate. At the Gulf Coast, they're talking about rain and forcing people to evacuate. Torrential rains. Listen to this if you haven't heard how much. Can you imagine in a 24-hour period, you see nothing but rain and 20 inches of it? I mean, water gushing in the streets. Huge stretches of areas ripped apart. Fort Walton Beach, Panama City, a mess. Abandoned cars half submerged along the highway. Water pushed ashore by wind-driven waves. High tides and sand dunes, just a nightmare. I mean, unbelievable floods. I was looking at some of the video of it, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I can believe it because I've seen floods before, but it was bad. It's not like a Burger King that was underwater, and that pretty much said it all. The rain just didn't stop. Historic levels. In a neighborhood north of Pensacola, a creek overran the banks. So people had to leave. They had to retreat. They had to get out of there. There was a lot of rescuing going on. They were reaching people on boats and watercraft that you would, you know, have on the beaches, on the water. Whatever they could do to get to people. That's an insane amount of rain. I mean, people have lost everything. Some people didn't buy flood insurance because they didn't think they were in a flood area. Because normally that's not what you're talking about there. And then you had power that went out. Then this is on the heels of some of those areas where you're talking about 36 people dead. Oklahoma, Iowa, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida now hit in the middle of this whole thing. If you want to take all the storm, 40 people, close to 40 people. That is crazy. And then when things dry out as they are now, you see the areas that were smashed by the flood look almost like the areas that were hit by the tornado, where the house is totally trashed and blew apart. Crazy. And then there's the wildfire forcing the evacuation of 1,100 California houses. We're talking about that next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
With me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great week. Not a great week for those people that were pounded by awful weather and what I just described in Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach. I know a lot of people that go to those places, and it's got to be devastating for them. In fact, I know a great guy who just bought a place not far from there, and I wonder if he's doing okay. I just sent him a note. Mandatory evacuations also were lifted on Wednesday, finally, for nearly 1,700 homes because they were in the path of a wildfire near Rancho Cucamonga, California. But they, you know, the fire folks urged the people to really keep an eye on the wind. That's what happens with those Santa Ana winds. It can get pretty bad. And all of a sudden, like when we're talking about tornadoes, how the tornado can jump and switch directions. I mean, this is fire, but the fire, because of the wind, does the same thing. Four schools, a high school, an intermediate school, and two elementary schools were evacuated. They set up a temporary evacuation center, knowing how this can go. So when they lifted the mandatory evacuations, a voluntary evacuation was in effect for some of those neighborhoods because of this possibility of the range of the fire. And just to give you an idea, okay, so this is a big fire. You heard me mention, okay, 1,700 homes. How many firemen are on the ground? Try 755 fire engines trying to put this thing out because of the wind gusts, 60 miles an hour. And they can't put anything in the air if it's like that. So the big challenge is the wind, and how unpredictable it is. It's too dangerous to go up in the air. So they have to be on the ground. And it's interesting, the fire happened the same day the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for that whole area. saying that the fire danger posed by high temperatures was pretty strong, the winds and the dry conditions. And Rancho Cucamonga is a suburb of San Bernardino, which is right there in Los Angeles, not far, well, it's probably 40 minutes, maybe 45 to an hour from LAX, it seems, and that's because of the traffic. But nasty business from one extreme to the other. The fire dangers to the flooding and all the problems on the other side of the country. All right, we told you about the story. This is a follow-up. The people at the Phoenix VA are denying that they have a secret waiting list and that delays caused the deaths of U.S. veterans at their place. The doctor who brought the allegations to light says they're lying. That they're lying. They'll say whatever they have to say. It's not true. Because now there's massive focus on this in a big-time investigation. So hours after making the denials, the top VA physician who first was on CNN and talked about it said that they were lying, that they're covering up what's happened in Phoenix, that this is exactly what happened. And this is a doctor who's been there for 24 years, a clinic director, and he just recently retired. And then once he retired, he knew, okay, now I can go public with this, once he found that out. And this started in 2013. The guy's name is Sam Foote. And he said they transferred names over to the electronic waiting list. Ugh, terrible. So the Office of the Inspector General has been investigating Phoenix since 2013 when they first learned the secret list and the details and all of that. And they're still continuing to follow up with it. Boy, I hope they nail them. The stories that you hear where people died because they were waiting for appointments, that is just wrong. Even if they're overwhelmed and swamped, you've got to tell me that there's no way that some of these people who are bad, they die or situations, they can't get them in. Are you kidding? All right, this is very awful. And, you know, when we talk about lethal injections, you know, some places, some states are saying they don't want to do lethal injections anymore, and this just gives them more ammunition, if you will. A botched lethal injection in Oklahoma has really pushed the capital punishment issue back into the spotlight, raising a lot of different questions, including that about the drugs being used and cruel and unusual punishment, which is a constitutional protection. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said we have a fundamental standard in this country that even when the death penalty is justified, it has to be carried out humanely. And I think everyone would recognize in this case, it fell short of that standard. What happened was, as I mentioned, you had a lethal injection and an inmate. You had the execution of convicted murderer and rapist Clayton Lockett, and he was convulsing and writhing in pain on the gurney and struggling to speak. So they used a three-drug cocktail for the execution, and it didn't work. It didn't work. He had a heart attack in the end, but at half an hour later. So because of it, Oklahoma stopped the execution of another convicted murderer and rapist, Charles Warner, which was scheduled for later in the day. 32, so you know this, 32 states have the death penalty, as does the government and the military. Since 2009, three states, New Mexico, Connecticut, Maryland, have voted to abolish it. And states that have capital punishment have been forced to find new drugs to use since the European-based manufacturers banned U.S. prisons from using theirs for executions. Now the question is, what happened there and what do they do? And the crimes that were committed by those two men, by the way, in Oklahoma, were horrific and incredibly heinous. I mean, incredibly heinous. So they had them, they convicted them, you know, that was the deal. But the way this was administered and the protocol and all of that, I think it's worth looking into what happened and what was the big secret about all of it, because, you know, now the governor, Mary Fallon, had to issue a statement saying that execution officials, you know, after what happened, had to say that Lockett remained unconscious after the lethal injection drugs were administered. And that's what they said. The execution team said that he was unconscious after that happened. So another problem, another botched execution, which is not good. It's not good for the people. Think of the families there, the whole thing, what goes through the emotions of everybody. I mean, these guys, not for nothing, were brutal animals, what they did. But it has to be, for goodness sake, it has to be done correctly, and that's their legal right. The drugs that they have are injected by handheld syringes simultaneously into the intravenous lines. Then the sequence is in the order that the drugs are listed. Three executioners are used, with each one injecting one of the drugs. And this is what happened. I mean, it didn't work, basically. It didn't work. So the drug, what they use, what they're doing, that whole thing, of course, should be questioned. And now, the attorneys for both of those guys, Lockett and Warner, have been in a court fight over the drugs used in the state's executions. And they had been talking about that. And which, you know, remember, they initially challenged the State Department of Corrections' unwillingness to divulge which drugs would be used. So then the department finally disclosed what it was. And they were taking issue with it, because they also took issue with the fact that there is this secrecy provision that forbid them from disclosing the identities of anyone involved in the execution process or suppliers of the drugs or medical equipment, period. And the Oklahoma Supreme Court rejected the complaint, saying that secrecy doesn't prevent the prisoners from challenging their executions as unconstitutional. So what a nightmare this whole thing has turned out to be. Stay with us. We're tossing it to the other side.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tug of war with Russia and Putin versus Obama and all the kinds of setups and lines that have really been bantered around since the Ukrainian crisis started and the annexation of the Crimea. Joining us now in our virtual green room, Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. So, Ivan, you wrote a piece saying that, wait a second, because a lot of people in America Tonight, when I did a poll, felt overwhelmingly, now this was 4 months ago, kind of when all this was being kicked around in the very beginning, a lot of people felt overwhelmingly that we would plummet into kind of a Cold War deal with Russia. But you say there's a way around this, and it's not likely that's going to happen. How's that?
Well, first of all, I think the stakes are lower. Russia is certainly not as powerful a country as the Soviet Union. They have retracted from Europe, and this is Putin did this out of weakness rather than strength. If you remember, Yanukovych, the president of Ukraine, was freely elected, and he was pro-Russian. Well, of course, the demonstrators took over buildings to oust him. And, of course, Putin, of all things, he mimics the West and throws it back in your face. So what's happening now? He's doing the same thing to the West. He's got demonstrators that he's either egging on or leading or helping that are taking over buildings in the east. So he's trying to salvage Crimea and the eastern Ukraine, which has a lot of Russians in it and Russian speakers, because he lost Ukraine, the most of Ukraine, to the to a pro-Western government. And, of course, he's down to, like, Belarus and not even Ukraine anymore, but parts of Ukraine. that are in his sphere of influence. So that's one thing. The second thing is, in the future, because Russia is not as powerful, there's a rising country by the name of China, which has a really long border with Russia. And I think what will happen is, this is a bump in the road in U.S.-Russian relations, but I think eventually it will go back to where we disagree with them on some things and we agree with them on other things. For instance, you know, we agreed with them on them helping us in Afghanistan to supply the forces. We agreed with them helping out with Iran to get rid of Iran nuclear weapons. Now, that hasn't happened, but the Russians have been of some help there. And so there are areas, strategic arms control, the U.S. and Russia had some success in reducing, you know, and that's a very important area that's been long forgotten. We still have all these nuclear weapons laying around. And we really need to reduce them and have better relations with Russia. But, of course, Putin has made it difficult. I don't endorse what he did, but I think in the long term, this bump in the road is going to be forgotten because we need a counterweight to China. And we've been making friends with India. We've been tightening up the alliances in the Pacific to deal with China. And, of course, Russia is north of China, and as I say, they have a long land border. And the Russians are uneasy about the rise of China because in Siberia, which is the eastern northern part of Russia, it's very sparsely populated, whereas, of course, China is a very densely populated country and, rising in economic power. And Siberia, which is a resource-laden place, could be, high on the list of Chinese, desires. So I think they may, the U.S. and Russia may end up cooperating to balance against the rise of China.
Yeah, you know, in your piece you point out, besides the China and the rise of China and what would happen there and Russia and the United States, how they feel about that and the mutually beneficial relationship, you also point, and this was great, you point out that we have this history, the United States does anyway, of being able to forgive if we're looking at security or vital interests, if that's what's at stake. And tell everybody what you pointed to as the reason for that.
Well, I think, you know, countries naturally, there's a lot of rhetoric, especially associated with U.S. Foreign policy, but normally we look out for our interests. And we've even overthrown democratically elected governments because they weren't that friendly to the U.S., and I can cite numerous examples of that. In this particular case, and most people would be amazed by this because of the Cold War, those 40 years where Russia, the Soviet Union, and the United States weren't very friendly at all to each other. But if you recall it, the two world wars, Russia was on our side, and throughout U.S. history, if you go back, over 200 years, the country that's been had the most similar strategic interests to the U.S. has been Russia, not Britain, not France, not Germany, not Japan. It's been in Russia. And the reason for that is Russia can balance a potential aggressor in Europe, as it happened in the two world wars with Germany, or in the Far East, which happened with Japan. So the U.S. and Russia regularly share this interest of being balancers, offshore balancers, if you will, and therefore their interests often coincide. And we see these regimes come and go, but the interests usually of Russia and the United States align to a great extent if you look at the big issues. So who knows what will happen, but it sort of looks like that's going to happen again, balancing against the rising China in the East.
Yeah, you know, in watching this play out and seeing what's happening, the violence in the Ukraine, especially on that eastern border, and then the fact that you've got you have Russia blaming the United States a couple of weeks ago in a backhanded way, and then the United States talking about what Russia was trying to do. Is this just part of the dance that happens in this case, the rhetoric, the war of words, and then, okay, our relationships are right in the end?
Well, also, I think, countries signal And we're signaling with sanctions. Of course, the sanctions that the United States and Europe have both put on have been, you know, they've had almost no effect because they're sanctioning people, and in the case of U.S. businesses, the Russian businesses. But certainly they're not putting on these sectoral sanctions, which would entire sectors of the Russian economy would be put under sanction, energy, finance, armaments, whatever. But and they're saving those out in case Putin goes farther. But even if they do put on sector sanctions, sanctions are more or less a way to signal, because nine times out of ten they don't really have the intent that they're going to. They don't usually strangle the other country. And even if they do cause economic damage, the country may say, well, it's, our security is worth it, and that's what we're doing. And the near abroad, which is where what we're talking about here, you know, the Russians, out of the 50 million dead in World War II, Russia suffered 25 million. And there's almost no discussion of this, that Russia wants a buffer zone. That's why the communist government during the Cold War had Eastern Europe. The Red Army did not move after World War II. It just hunkered down in Eastern Europe because Russia has been invaded by Napoleon, Hitler, and it's a very flat country up into the Urals, and armies can just go right to Moscow and on and beyond, right? And so Russia does have legitimate security interests. Now, am I excusing what Putin did? No, but most of these people, if there were a free election in Crimea and probably to some extent in eastern Ukraine, might side with the Russians. And so although Putin should have used more legal tactics to give these people self-determination, certainly he's certainly no Hitler going after the entirety of Europe. We tend to call everybody Hitler. We call Milosevic Hitler. We call Gaddafi Hitler. We call Saddam Hussein Hitler. And none of these people are Hitlers, including Putin. And it sort of does a disservice to the people who fought Hitler and fought World War II, including the Soviets, to call everybody Hitler.
I know, it is a convenient phrase that's thrown about. Hey, one last thing that I wanted to ask you. Snowden, there was a report today that Eric Snowden talks about the fact that he'll probably just stay in Russia after all. Are you surprised by that or nah?
No, I don't think he wants to come back if he's going to go to jail. Now, his lawyer is trying to negotiate a plea agreement. And frankly, I think they should agree to it. I mean, the guy did. In contrast to espionage people, I think for the most part, Snowden was a whistleblower, and we have had some positive effects. This phone program may be done away with. We'll have to see, but certainly he's caused the debate that he wanted to have, and certainly he's not blameless because he did take an oath to protect that information. But I think perhaps a plea deal would be in order for him to serve some time, but not a long sentence.
Yeah. Ivan Elin, thanks so much. Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, coming up, we're going to check the mail in just a second. But quickly, sadly, because I have a lot of family in Florida, not in the panhandle, but I know some people in the panhandle, a state of emergency had to be declared after 20 inches of rain in 24 hours. Isn't it interesting? We have drought conditions in so many parts of the country and the panhandle drowning in water. So much was destroyed, because you got to think about that. 20 inches of rain in 24 hours. Houses, cars floating. Craziness. They had to activate every emergency operation center, anything they could, because of the flooding. Anything they could do. That is so much rain. Way more than was expected. Interstate 10, a whole bunch of, portion of it had to be shut down. There was pictures that people were posting where you could see water was halfway up their front steps. I mean, the cleanup is going to be immense on this. Immense. And people are working on it. You know, what a wild week for storms. With those terrible tornadoes, 35 people killed in those storms that kicked off on Sunday. Arkansas, Oklahoma hit bad, Mississippi. So, I mean, all, you know, this started to move in, this weather pattern into the weekend, and there was conversation about that, but man, who knew it was going to be this bad? Who knew? And there's so many sad stories, too. And they're saying that, you know, when you look at some of the areas that were hit, besides the dead in Mississippi and Arkansas and in Alabama, Iowa, Oklahoma, there were some really cruel cuts. There was Simon Turner and her 7-year-old son, Christopher, who luckily scrambled to a shelter in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, on Tuesday afternoon when they heard the tornado watch was issued. And you know why? Because in that area, they remember what happened 3 years ago. They remember what that was like, that killer tornado, how awful it was. And hearing the sirens go off and then seeing just how big those funnel clouds were. I've already talked about this. The idea of how long the tornado is on the ground, how wide it is, all of that. And I mentioned, too, it was sad on Monday. The dead on Monday from that storm system included a great swimmer, John Cervante, University of Alabama. He tried to get to safety. He was in the basement of a home, but a retaining wall collapsed. And this was a guy who not only was super athletic, he was a business major on the dean's list, all that kind of stuff. I mean, but the important thing here is, the sad thing is here, is that he lost his life and he scrambled to try to get out of harm's way. But you never know. And then there's the story of people who left, who did get out of town, got out of Dodge as soon as they heard anything, came back and saw their home just blown away. Or came back and saw that their home was completely intact, but everything around it was gone. And that system that happened 3 years ago, those 60 tornadoes and the 250 people that were killed then, I think that really lingered, thank goodness, in people's minds, so they knew, I've got to take cover, I've got to do whatever I can. All right, we're putting on our shoes and we're running to check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks, this one from Kurt, and Kurt says, Kate, this whole stuff with Donald Sterling is just so sickening. I mean, I don't even want to really defend Donald Sterling. I've heard people on your show defend him, and I don't think he's a great guy. He's never been known to be some great person, but he was definitely set up by the gold digger chick, and we all know it. So there is a couple of bad guys in this scenario. He should have never said the things that he did and not realized what, that he was being taped. He certainly knows about social media. And if any of these people in the limelight don't know about social media, they need to hire better PR people. So naturally, as he went deeper and deeper into what he said, you knew that there was no way this wasn't going to be a big deal. Let's see where it all ends up. Does he really let go of the team? Maybe. But what a weird time for it all to happen, as his team is in the playoffs and just won the other night. Yeah, well, they're fighting. That's it. They're doing their best, and they're trying to roll through the playoffs, and they have some really terrific players there. And we don't know. I think it ends up in court, because, I mean, here's the weird thing. Some people are saying, well, no, come on, we all know this. Sterling did this on purpose because he had his wife involved in it and the mistress, because he could just pump up how much the team was worth. It's like, are you kidding me? It was already worth that. So it wouldn't have mattered. He wouldn't have to jump through this hoop to try to create controversy to make the team worth something. Of course not. It was already there. It already was there. All right, let's move on to Chris in Illinois, who says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to the show now for a couple of years. A lot of times, because of my work schedule, I have to download it. But it's worth telling people, go to GCNlive.com. And you can download Kate's shows there, and then you don't have to miss them if you have a different kind of schedule. I was wondering what you thought about that vacation deal. I happen to see a link to the Obama-Biden vacation that stretched to $40 million, and that there was some crazy amount of money for a couple of golf outings already. since the beginning of the year for the president. I'm actually not somebody who pounds on the president. In fact, I voted for him twice, but I think that's a little ostentatious. So I don't blame the Republicans for trying to use this as bait. I mean, give me a break here. Why does it cost that much? And if the golf outings are costing that much, then they need to rethink where they are golfing. Well, from what I understood, because, of course, this was printed all over the place, is Air Force, the Air Force, the people that needed, you know, the flights and everything else, that it cost almost $3 million because the first was a family trip in Key Largo, Florida. And that was, you know, they flew on Air Force One. Then Palm Springs, California, where the president was meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan. So there you already had security and everything else surrounding that. So some of this is because of the security and Air Force jet time and so accommodations, rooms, staff, security, Secret Service. I mean, of course, that's going to add up. But we do pay for that. So it is the taxpayer paying for it. Just ask the president, hey, Prez, can you play closer to home? Wait till you're on the speaking tour and you sell another book, and then you can take the Secret Service and go back to Palm Springs or wherever. Judicial Watch actually released all those records. It does sound crazy. I mean, both of those places are great places to golf for mere mortals who scrape up the money or who are fabulously wealthy and can just go there anyway. But anything he does is going to cost a ton of money because of how much security and everything else that surrounds a trip somewhere. So unless it's just there in Washington or right there in their own backyard, it's never going to be cheap. Never. Here's one from Lane who says, damn that computer nonsense connected to LAX. I was supposed to go to Los Angeles, and it was so frustrating, I finally decided to rebook because I couldn't get there from here, if you know what I mean. It was hours and hours and hours, and I was not going to hang out in my airport in Arizona. So I said, forget about it. And then I heard later that it was some kind of a computer problem. Yeah, it was a computer problem. There was like 30 departing flights they held. They were taking arriving flights, but not all arriving flights, I guess. So that's probably what happened to you if you didn't make it in. That's the worst. You just go, or the worst is you go to the gate, there's a mechanical problem, then they can't get a plane. That's happened to me a couple of times. Thanks for your thoughts. You want to send them to me, you can send it to americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.